Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Joe, this is Steve and Tad on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning, Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward. Now light rain and 33 degrees. Teachers and students visited the Oval Office Thursday as the president announced efforts to protect the practice of religion in schools.
The president called being able to pray in school
a very important and powerful right. There's nothing more important than that, I would say.
He is issuing guidance to protect religious liberty in schools. The president says stopping or preventing prayer will not be tolerated, and he's taking an extra step to see to that.
My White House released a new memo to make sure federal funding is never used to violate the First Amendment.
In addition, cabinet departments are giving religious groups more access to federal programs, which will be embraced by the president's evangelical base in 2020. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
Lawmakers in Topeka have introduced the Value Them Both Amendment.
It's in response to a state Supreme Court ruling that says the Constitution gives women the right to an abortion. Brittany Jones with the Family Policy Alliance of Kansas tells KSN News this amendment would change that.
This is not a ban. It merely gives the power to the people through their elected representatives to place regulations around the abortion industry like they've been doing since 1973.
The Senate president says the constitutional amendment is a top priority this session. If it passes in both the House and Senate in the next few weeks, it will go on to a statewide vote. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
Well, the Kansas legislature is back in session. Sedgwick County Manager Tom Stoles tells KNSS News the county would like some help from the state in dealing with mental health and homelessness issues.
In Sedgwick County, we've actually stood up about a year ago a mental health, substance abuse, homelessness coalition. It's a group of both government workers and some private people to try to come up with a strategic plan, but that's the basis of our legislative agenda this year is how do we come up with a comprehensive plan for behavioral health? How can the state help us get there? And we're not just talking about Sedgwick County. We're talking about for Topeka and Wyandotte and Johnson and the rest of the state as well.
Tom Stoles, our guest this weekend on Issues 2020, Sunday morning at 8 on KNSS. Dr. Cherie Utash from WSU Tech is a member of the American Workforce Policy Advisory Board based in Washington, D.C., which is co-chaired by Ivanka Trump. Dr. Utash says the board has a national ad campaign coming soon.
We will be accelerating and scaling and scoping here in Wichita as well through WSU Tech and through other avenues to advance that message. But it's really an educational message of how students can create multiple pathways for education towards a career.
The board is hoping to measure and encourage employer-led training investments for technology. And the mother of a 9-year-old girl who committed suicide is suing her daughter's school.
Jasmine Adams claims teachers and administrators at U.S. Jones Elementary School in the western Alabama town of Demopolis ignored Mackenzie Adams' complaints that she was bullied by a boy for months. The suit says one white boy taunted the black girl with racial and gender-based slurs and also told her to kill herself, instructing her how to do it. The fourth grader committed suicide at her grandmother's house in late 2018. Adams says the school showed deliberate and blatant indifference to the bullying the child endured. The lawsuit seeks unspecified damages. No comment from the school district. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
Now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. We've got reports of slick roadways in and around south central Kansas, and that's going to be an issue on the drive into work. But as warmer air moves in, we will see that wintry mix transition over to rain with a high near 40. South winds will gust throughout the day into this evening. A clearing sky late with a low 32, sunny and 42 Saturday. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
And now we have light rain and 33 degrees, so it's temperature up 1 degree the past hour. Southeast wind gusting to about 22 miles per hour. And taking a look at the KNSS Weather Center radar this morning, huge area of rain basically to the north, now to the north and east, north and south, and south and southeast of Wichita, all moving to the north-northeast up towards the Kansas City area up the turnpike. But it looks like from the radar there could be a little break in the action here for Wichita over the past coming few minutes, or at least maybe an hour or two. There could be a break in the rain showers we've been getting all morning, making somewhat hazardous driving conditions in some spots. Authorities in Iowa had to round up. We're talking about accidents this morning. We've had a number of them. Authorities in Iowa had to round up more than 1,700 piglets after a semi-trailer overturned on a freeway just north of Des Moines.
I'm sure they were heading in all directions.
Oink, oink, oink. The crash happened Thursday afternoon when the truck and trailer overturned on a ramp to Interstate 35.
Bacon on the move.
Iowa State patrol troopers had to close the ramp at times as crews worked to capture and unload hundreds of pigs. The Iowa Department of Public Safety said in a tweet, authorities working to corral and transport 1,738 piglets.
Mm.
That is a lot of pork.
Oh, that's
on a highway.
A sausage on the hoof.
All right. 7:36 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. And, Ted, we got something going on this weekend, I understand.
One of Wichita's iconic cinematic treasures. King Kung Fu.
King Kung Fu. Wow.
Great locally produced movie. It was made when? In 1976.
76, yeah.
So we're talking about, 44, 45 years ago. And there's going to be a showing of King Kung Fu at the Crown Uptown Dinner Theater tomorrow night.
Wow.
At Hillside and Douglas. So they're going to do a 7 o'clock, the show in the movie at 7 o'clock. Then after the movie's over, a screening of Simeon Scope, The Making of King Kung Fu, after the movie.
There's a documentary about
yes.
it? You know, that's something that I'd like to see. Wow.
So that's tomorrow night at Crown Uptown, and that is tickets are $8.
Lance Hayes is the one who wrote and directed this film. And for those of you who don't know, I've got my own tape of King Kung Fu at home.
I've got a DVD.
You got a DVD.
Yep.
And what this is basically is somebody just took some local people and made this really strange movie about an unforgettable story about a Chinese gorilla who knows karate.
Yeah, it's a parody of King Kong and Kung Fu,
right?
Which was a hit TV show at the time.
And one of the stars was somebody who you and I got to know over the years, the late Tom Leahy. Was he the main character in this?
Well, he was the John Wayne, police officer character.
Yeah, he was of course Major Astro on TV for years and the host and Rodney and the Friday night movies that they did. And Tom, we became pretty good friends. I had him on the show a couple times, I think, on the Steve and Ted show. But he's always a treat to be around. And he did this John Wayne impersonation. He did it on TV commercials and so forth. And he took that same kind of character, this thing with the ape that knew Kung Fu.
And King Kung Fu. And, of course, it's all done with local people. So it's kind of a nice snapshot of a lot of celebrities in the Wichita area back in the mid-1970s who make cameos in this thing.
And
of course, Bob Walterscheid produced the whole thing. And he's going to be there Saturday night, tomorrow night, and lead a Q&A.
Bob was in the advertising business for years and years in Wichita. And he has a treasure trove of interesting
great information.
Things about that. And that ought to be good. And a good portion of this movie was filmed at the Sedgwick County Zoo.
Yeah, which back then was
3 years old,
pretty much brand new.
Yeah.
So it's a kind of an interesting snapshot of Northwest Wichita back 45 years ago, what it looked like and what the zoo looked like when it was brand new.
Yeah. If you've never seen it, it could be fun. That's 8 o'clock Saturday night at the Crown Uptown on East Douglas. And you say, what are the tickets you say, Ted?
About $8.
$8. That'd be a fun evening.
And, of course, King Kung Fu ends up on top of the Holiday Inn downtown.
Not the Empire State Building.
Not the Empire State Building, but at the time, it was the tallest building in Kansas.
Yeah.
It's up the top of the Holiday Inn, and all sorts of hilarity ensues.
All right. But if you haven't seen it, it's part of Wichita.
It's probably been 20 years since I saw King Kung Fu.
Me too.
I probably need to
see it again.
Do it again.
No doubt about it. Hey, just a quick note here that I understand my daughter has scored 3 tickets to go see the Shocker basketball game tomorrow.
How about that?
And she and I think she's going to take the twins, my twin granddaughters, who have never been to a Shocker basketball game.
What?
And tomorrow's should be a good one for them, don't you think?
Shockers in Houston, big game.
Anytime the Shockers play, that's going to be a big game.
I'll be there.
So they won't come up and say hi to you, but I would if I were there. But they're going to go to the Shocker game.
How about that?
That's pretty exciting.
Be a big game tomorrow afternoon.
All right. 7:40 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Coming up, taking a close look at Wichita's proposed riverfront development plan. Editor Bill Roy, the Wichita Business Journal, on the way. Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.